Hare Krishna. I am almost speechless, overwhelmed with all the devotion and knowledge and eloquence of the devotees here. So not having much to say in their presence, I will repeat some words spoken by souls greater than I. The first is a verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lamanda brahmite kona bhagyavana jeev guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lata beach. That a fortunate soul receives the seed of devotional service by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And what is that fortune? That fortune arises by the mercy of devotees, through the association of devotees and the service of devotees. And we see in the cases of both Rakshit Bhai and Manish that they have certainly served the devotees and received the mercy of devotees. The other thought was in relation to the very appropriate verse, Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Srila Prabhupada quoted the verse to me at a time when I felt too much extended in external activities, in Prabhupada's service, and didn't have time to read his books. And I was feeling very guilty about not reading his books. I didn't say anything, I just was in his room, and suddenly he quoted the verse and said that by serving the person Bhagavat or the book Bhagavat, one gets the same result. And all of the truths of the book Bhagavat will be revealed to one who serves the person Bhagavat, even if he never reads the book. So that was a very powerful statement. And it encouraged me to continue in my efforts to serve His Divine Grace without reservation. That said, we go through different phases on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, on a yearly basis. Decades bring changes in our lives, and we have to find the proper balance between these two activities, chanting and hearing about Krishna, and extending the mercy of Krishna for the benefit of others. Which is also another way of chanting and hearing about Krishna. And along the way, we may have to make adjustments. That, okay, I've extended myself too much in an external way. Now I have to bring more balance by spending more time chanting and studying and spending personal time with Krishna. And then after spending sufficient personal time with Krishna, we may feel, I should go out now. I've received so much by Krishna's grace. I must go out and share my good fortune with others. So, Vaisheshika Prabhu himself is a wonderful example of that balance, and he is helping the community to develop along the same lines of maintaining the balance between our personal time with Krishna and our efforts to bring others into the association of Krishna. And I see only auspiciousness in every direction and for all time into eternity. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.